First, can you just talk about your goal and what was going on in your mind at that moment when Diego gave you the pass?
It's just to stay disciplined. You know, when you get in those positions, you wanna be your man and shoot. So I tried my best in doing that, and I got the shot off. You got to put it on target, and it went in. So I'm glad that happened, and I'm glad Diego, you know, played me the ball.
And it took a while to see it on the scoreboard, but can you talk about the importance of getting a strong, confident start like you guys did today?
It just builds momentum for the rest of the game. If you don't have that fast start, then, I mean, it'll take more and more time. You know, eventually the ball's going to go in, so I feel like we did that.
Yeah. And then as far as confidence going to the rest of conference play, can you talk about that too?
Yeah, I mean, a win is huge. We struggled all season to get wins, and, I mean, beating one of the better opponents in the Patriot League so far this season, I mean, it's important, and we're going to carry it on for the next four conference games.
That's it for me.
Awesome. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Coach, in terms of possession, it seemed like y'all really dominated today. What are your thoughts on the team's performance?
It's our first win since September 14th. Great day. Clean sheet, find the back of the net in the second half. Left some chances in the first half, but created chances. Thought we were pretty good in the first half from start to finish, going 0-0. But a total 90. We had to defend. Wyke had a big save at the end on the corner. Big play. It's a big 3 points for our group. It's a big win.
And then for most of the first half, you guys kept Bucknell from getting any shots off. Can you talk about, like, what you attribute that to?
Yeah, I think they were probably pretty comfortable in holding a deeper line. And then in the second half, obviously extended a little more. But I thought our guys dealt with possession. I think we could have been a little more, played with a little more urgency at times, just based upon the pace of the game. When you're in possession and teams in a low block, it does become a little more slow. But even still, like, that doesn't have to be the rotations of the ball. But good first half by the group in terms of playing on the front foot.
This game, you guys were taking a lot more shots just in general. What do you think contributed to this?
Yeah, I think we had some spells where we had some good service, some good wide play, and put some balls in the box. Didn't see, obviously, any goals in the first half, but I thought we created some chances. And you got to be able to put your chances away. And obviously, in the second half, Andrea takes his chance and puts it away, and so it's a big goal. But I think that there could have been a couple others, but good for the group to find a little more service and find some more offensive shots.
Yeah, and then you mentioned in the second half how they came out a little bit different, a little bit better. How do you feel you handled that?
Yeah, I thought our group handled it pretty well. Obviously, again, to keep a clean sheet, they're coming in, having lost in conference. They're coming in at the top of the conference. And so for us to keep a clean sheet and have to defend our box and a couple corners, obviously long throws towards the end of the game, I thought gives our group more confidence as we continue to move forward.
So going back to the first half, you guys had a really strong start, a lot of possession. What did you do in practice this week that you think contributed to that?
Yeah, we've talked about having good starts, and so that wasn't any different today. But we also talked about being aggressive in terms of how we wanted to play, and you know, I think we mirrored that in our training this week, which you get to see on the field, which is obviously a good thing.
And then can you just talk about Diego and his contribution, especially leading to that goal?
Yeah, I mean, Diego's logged a lot of minutes and been a huge part of our midfield this year and our team. And he's got a good balance to him in terms of his defensive responsibilities, his combination play, his ability to range a passing, but he also can extend out. And so, great start to the play for him to break and then it's a great 90 minutes by Diego. He put in a shift today, and it was a good performance by him, 100%.
and we haven't really gotten to talk about him much, but can you talk about Marcus and having him come in late for key minutes?
Yeah, I mean, Marcus has continued to give us minutes. He's a freshman, right, and comes in and can break up passes and be really good in a tackle. And so he gives us a little more legs towards the end in terms of KT coming out. But I thought his minutes were valuable coming in, and he's been that way since we started.
And then finally, you're going to the other PL leader in Colgate next week. What does the team need to work on to build off today's win?
Yeah, I mean, a good side in Colgate. I think, you know, Lehigh won last night, so they're at 10 points, and I think Colgate's losing right now to Loyola 2-1, but I would imagine they've had this game circled since we played them last year, but it's always a tough game. Colgate's they're an organized side, they're a well-coached side, so, yeah, really big game with three more points on the table next Saturday.
Thank you.
Thank you.